Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Got some weather information coming up in about 3 minutes. I'm checking out Austin over here. He's updating the five-day forecast as we speak.
That is what I'm doing.
Get some the latest information in just a few minutes here with Austin Price on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Austin, let's go ahead and check out the top three trending stories that you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, ECUA will stop adding fluoride to drinking water. The ECUA board members discussing those options today for removal. They did this at the regular meeting this afternoon. With nearly 100,000 water customers, ECUA is the largest water utility in the region and one of the last that still uses fluoride. The utility has been adding fluoride to its water for nearly three decades, mandated by Escambia County voters.
And expediting the book challenge review process may be on the agenda for the Escambia County School Board's June workshop. Escambia County led the charge with more than 1,600 books removed. The district's book challenge currently has 235 unresolved challenges. Florida had more books challenged for removal than any other state, with nearly 2,700 titles being targeted for restriction or removal in state schools and public libraries.
Here's number three. The Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office is hosting the 2025 Military Base Update this week. The event being held at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. The forum brings together senior military officials and congressional leaders. They're discussing military impact here in this region. Mission updates from NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Hurlburt Field, and Eglin Air Force Base are being presented.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just get a couple of these very quickly for you. Some Century residents upset that the city's splash pad isn't working. It was built with a $50,000 state grant in 2017, but residents say it hasn't been functional in several months now. North Escambia reported that there are several reasons for this, the first being there's no power following an electrical fire at the nearby ball fields. Without electricity, they can't run diagnostics or fix issues with pumps and controls. Residents say kids who live there need access to amenities like the splash pad, as there isn't much else happening around town.
Okay, an investigation is underway after a shooting incident at 850 Fusion. This is near the University Plaza. Happened on Sunday. The deputy involved is on paid leave as that incident is being reviewed.
Well, we put them on paid administrative leave, but and only until we review it ourselves.
Until you guys come forward. Okay.
Yeah, we don't wait until the FDLE comes back with it.
Got it.
But what we'll do is we'll look at the situation. And many times we have the body cameras, we have in-car cameras, we have statements. We know, it's pretty clear cut.
Okay, Sheriff Simmons confirms the Escambia deputy was confronted by a suspect who fired several rounds toward him. Sheriff Simmons joined Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News, this morning, and had a nice chat with him.
Absolutely. 6:15 on the dot here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon. Please continue to do so, because we had some rain pop up earlier in some areas throughout Pensacola, but we are in a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. tonight. Right now it's 85 degrees, low of 74 this evening. Going to see those rainfall chances bleed into Wednesday, where the high is going to be 87 and the low is going to be 75.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, popular Florida beach destination, Daytona Beach, we're talking about, drawing a different crowd this year. Teresa Crowley has more on the story.
About the size of a clam, those translucent blobs sure aren't clams. 99 people stung by jellyfish along Daytona Beach over Memorial Day weekend. On the beach and in the surf, Volusia County Beach Safety hasn't determined what type of jellyfish, but treats the stings with vinegar and advises caution with yellow flags. Most stings are mild. Some required hospitalization. While jellyfish stings surged, ocean rescues sank. There can be hundreds Memorial Day weekend, but this year only 35. Thank the jellyfish? Beach Safety Deputy Chief A.J. Miller says you can see the jellyfish if you're really watching, but then you spend the day staring at the water and not enjoying the day. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis isn't picking favorites in a potential showdown between the Tampa Bay and Orlando areas over a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. DeSantis says he's been assured by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred that the owners won't allow the Rays to leave Florida, but the team is at an impasse with Pinellas County over building a new stadium to replace Tropicana Field. An Orlando baseball group called the Dreamers, you've maybe heard us mention them before, they've committed $2.5 billion for a team and a stadium.
618, News Radio 92.3. There is an aggressive duck in Central Florida causing a lot of problems. In other words, the ducks ruffling feathers in a Florida neighborhood of Cape Coral. Randy Hildreth has more from Orlando.
The Muscovy duck is terrorizing people living along a street in Cape Coral, even trying to chase off reporters trying to do their job. James Sepulveda says the duck bit him and his neighbors, even sending one of them to the hospital.
I had my eyes closed. All of a sudden, I felt a jab on my hand and it was bleeding.
Unfortunately, there's not much these neighbors can do. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says Muscovy ducks are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has issued a control order allowing control of Muscovy ducks in their nests and eggs in areas outside of their natural range.
And a missing teen from Miami-Dade County reunited with her family after she was found advertised on a commercial sex website. The 15-year-old runaway was rescued after an arranged meetup with undercover law enforcement officers. Three people from Texas were arrested on felony charges, and they've since been released on bond.
Multiple boating accidents taking place in Florida on Memorial Day. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol is in Miami this afternoon.
Thousands were out on the water enjoying Memorial Day. Two separate incidents caused chaos, but it was the fast reactions of those Good Samaritans that saved lives. Yesterday, a 48-foot yacht burst into flames. Three people on board were rescued by boaters nearby. The Coast Guard says the yacht sank as it burned. Another scary situation later that day, the back of a boat carrying 11 people exploded. The driver, who said his whole family was on board, filled up the gas tank right before the blast. Now, this happened just outside of Fort Lauderdale. A witness heard the boom and grabbed his own boat to help rescue the family.
And Florida Senator Rick Scott is already pushing hurricane preparedness before the June 1st start date of the season. Speaking in Naples today with state, local, and emergency management officials, Senator Scott reminded residents about their own responsibility. He also warned that the waters around Florida have started warming, and that means storms and deadly storm surge. Know your evacuation routes and stock up on supplies.
Boy, Floridians are getting involved with wildlife. This is another interesting story. Florida police responded Monday to a man who was attacked by an alligator before he tried to get into a shootout with deputies. Fox 35 down in Orlando's Carla Barron is in Polk County today with a story.
An employee at the racetrack in Lakeland called 911 about 42-year-old Timothy Schultz, who they say was acting bizarre. Deputies then got a call around 8 a.m. about a man in a lake behind the Christina Hammock neighborhood.
Polk County deputies say the suspect swam in an alligator-infested lake behind the cul-de-sac. He was even bitten by one of the reptiles, and he still kept going.
Deputies arrived just when they say Schultz was using a brick to try and break into a truck. Then they say he attacked them with garden shears. Deputies tried to tase him and to de-escalate the situation, but Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says Schultz climbed into one of their patrol vehicles and tried to grab their rifle or shotgun. He was shot multiple times and did not survive. Deputies believe Schultz was likely on meth at the time of the incident.
620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting stories happening across your nation today.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody. they can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 623 News Radio 92.3. People traveling today after the Memorial Day weekend are facing some flight delays because of weather situations. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
A series of destructive storms are causing a massive travel headache as millions of people prepare to head home from their Memorial Day destinations. According to FlightAware, there's been more than 4,300 flight delays and more than 125 cancellations. A record 45.1 million people are projected to travel this holiday weekend. 3.6 million of them are expected to travel by plane.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today after President Trump delayed tariffs on goods coming from the European Union. Here's a market wrap-up.
A short week starts off with a big rally. One of the day's winners was AMC, the theater chain, up more than 20%. After a record-breaking but in many places rainy Memorial Day weekend sent a lot of people to the theaters. A surprisingly good consumer confidence report also pushed the markets higher. The conference board says it rose by more than 12 points this month to 98, up from April's 85.7. That's the lowest reading since May of 2020. Reuters says some retail companies are looking into taking their companies private to escape market chaos, which caused valuations to seesaw in recent months. Skechers recently announced a deal to be taken private. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Roads are looking good. They typically are this time every afternoon / evening. Thank you for being safe out there. Please continue to do so because we are in a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. tonight. Tonight's low is going to be 74. Also, when we get into tomorrow, we're going to see those rain chances linger around a bit. Wednesday's high is going to be 87. Low is going to be 75.
Okay, the Atlantic hurricane season begins June 1st. That's Sunday, by the way. And New Orleans is putting residents on alert as it works to be ready and make safety its top priority. The city's mayor, LaToya Cantrell, is reaffirming the efforts.
Our Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness just has conducted numerous
tabletop exercises, as well as leaning in to all of our first responders at the state level, federal level, and of course, local level.
And President Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin is playing with fire. It follows his criticism of the Kremlin on Sunday for attacks made on Ukraine, where the U.S. is attempting to broker a ceasefire. Russian drones and missiles bombarded more than two dozen cities across Ukraine over the weekend.
I wish they'd just kind of shut that thing down over there. It's been going on way too long. FBI taking a closer look at the three high-profile cases in D.C. that remain unsolved. David Spunt is at the Justice Department this afternoon.
Coming from Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, he posted over the weekend on social media, "We made the decision to either reopen or push additional resources and investigative attention to these cases. The cases are the D.C. pipe bombing investigation, the cocaine discovery at the prior administration's White House, and the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs case." That's the case overturning Roe v. Wade. "I received requested briefings on these cases weekly, and we are making progress."
And the Trump administration reportedly going to pause student visa interviews. Politico reports the decision comes as the administration considers requiring foreign students to undergo social media screening. The outlet said that U.S. embassies and consular sections are being ordered to put a hold on scheduling new interviews.
Well, the Trump administration's looking to deal with the nationwide shortage of air traffic controllers. Todd Pirro has more on the story.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says his department is, quote-unquote, supercharging air traffic controller hiring, but also offering an incentive for older controllers to stay and help end the shortage for good. He says the incentive includes a 20% salary bonus for those eligible for retirement to stay on. The goal is to keep the more experienced controllers in the field longer. As Duffy reports, this shortage could take months, if not years, to fully resolve. Department has been under scrutiny after recent strings of miscommunication, communication losses between controllers and planes across the U.S. The FAA says there are currently 14,000 certified controllers nationwide and 3,000 more needed.
And a second suspect is in police custody in connection to the kidnapping and torturing of an Italian man being held in an NYC townhouse for weeks. Police say William DePlessis surrendered with his lawyers, and he is expected to face charges for kidnapping and false imprisonment. According to authorities, DePlessis is a business partner of John Woltz, known by some as the Crypto King of Kentucky, who's also being held without bail in connection to the case. Police say the suspects confiscated the victim's belongings, then demanded he give them his Bitcoin password and tortured him after he refused to comply.
The annual National Spelling Bee is celebrating a milestone this year. Tanya J. Powers has more on News Radio 92.3.
The National Spelling Bee is turning 100 this year. And to celebrate, spellers are coming from across the country to compete at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center in National Harbor, Maryland. All 50 states are represented, and 53 spellers are returning from the 2024 Bee. The first National Spelling Bee was held in Louisville, Kentucky in 1925. The winning word was gladiolus. There were 9 spellers that first year, and this year, the Bee welcomes 243. It kicks off tonight with the preliminaries, then continues with the quarter and semifinals on Wednesday, and the finals on Thursday night. You can watch the National Spelling Bee on ION. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Trump administration canceling the government's remaining federal contracts with Harvard University. Of course, that's just the latest chapter in their feud. That's according to multiple reports, which said a letter is being sent to federal agencies on Tuesday. It instructs all agencies to find alternative vendors for future services.
Wildfires still burning across the state. As of now, there are 58 wildfires, with the largest being the 344 fire. This is down in South Miami-Dade County, which has burned over 25,000 acres and is currently about 30% contained. Okay, we're going to talk sports in less than 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is ordering the federal government to cut financial ties with Harvard University. Fox's Molly Line reports.
The Trump administration urging all federal agencies to review contracts for termination or transition. The letter is signed by Josh Grunbaum of the U.S. General Services Administration, who is also a leader on the administration's task force to address anti-Semitism. He argues the Ivy League institution continues to engage in race discrimination.
Harvard says it's committed to fighting anti-Semitism. Republican senators are talking about changing the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill that passed the House last week.
President Trump says, look, I'm open to modifying the House's bill. You can make some changes. But Speaker Mike Johnson wants minimum changes because he doesn't want this to come back to the House. He's got that narrow majority. He was barely able to pass it the first time around.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, ECUA will stop adding fluoride to drinking water, with board members discussing their options for removal at the regular meeting this afternoon. With nearly 100,000 water customers, ECUA is the largest water utility in the region and one of the last that still uses fluoride. The utility has been adding fluoride to its water for nearly three decades, mandated by Escambia County voters.
Okay, the act of and the art of expediting the book challenge review process may be on the agenda for Escambia County School Board's June workshop. Escambia County led the charge with more than 1,600 books removed. The district's book challenge currently has 235 unresolved challenges. Florida had more books challenged for removal than any other state. Nearly 2,700 titles were targeted for restriction or removal in Florida schools and public libraries.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office hosting the 2025 military base update this week. This event is being held at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. The forum brings together senior military officials and congressional leaders to discuss military impact in the region. Mission updates from NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Hurlburt Field, and Eglin Air Force Base will be presented.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Fired back in by Verhaeghe. Set down by Burns. Net's still empty. And Jordan Stahl makes it 3-0 Hurricanes with their second empty net goal.
On TNT, the Hurricanes washed away the threat of getting swept out of the Eastern Conference Final. The Canes staved elimination by scoring a 3-0 shutout against the Florida Panthers in Sunrise Tuesday. Logan Stankoven broke a scoreless tie in the second period before Sebastian Aho and Jordan Stahl helped stall the reigning Stanley Cup champions' progression toward this year's Cup Final with empty net goals. Carolina within 3-1. The Hurricanes face another must-win in Game 5 tomorrow back in Raleigh.
SGA against Gobert. Shot clock at 7. Drives. Pulls back. Drives again. Stops. Falls down. Gets it to Williams. Three-pointer. It's good. Jalen Williams with a big bucket.
On ESPN, NBA Western Conference Finals, Game 4 last night in Minneapolis. The Thunder got 74 points combined from league MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams in a 128-126 win over the Timberwolves. That gave Oklahoma City a 3-1 lead.
DiVincenzo harassing Williams. Williams on the drive, pulls up, difficult shot, goes in. Jalen Williams with 31. 8 on a 24. Williams puts it in. Jalen Williams answers once again.
On TNT, Jalen Williams and the Thunder one win away from going to the NBA Finals. They can get there with a win back in Oklahoma City tomorrow night. OKC has widened its distance as the overwhelming favorite to win the NBA championship. Odds now close to 1-4 at the FanDuel Sportsbook, which means a $1 bet would return just around 25 cents in profit. The next closest favorite returns $6 on a $1 bet. That the Indiana Pacers, who tonight will be home for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals versus the New York Knicks, who trail 2-1, 8 p.m. Eastern Time tip-off. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And EA Sports announcing this year's cover athletes for their annual college football video game. Sophomore wide receivers Jeremiah Smith from OSU and Ryan Williams from Alabama will be the faces for EA Sports College Football 26. A deluxe edition of the game has a separate cover featuring former players with Florida's Tim Tebow and USC's Reggie Bush. Current head coaches Ryan Day of Ohio State and Kirby Smart of Georgia will also be on the deluxe edition. College Football 26 set for a wide release on July 10th.
637 News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. The Indianapolis 500 garnered quite a bit of attention over the weekend. Joe Morgan has the details.
The greatest spectacle in racing was a big hit this year. The Indianapolis 500 had its biggest television audience in 17 years, with the race averaging just over 7 million viewers on Fox. In Fox's first year having the IndyCar package, viewership was up 40% from 2024's race. Alex Palou, the two-time defending IndyCar champion, became the first Spaniard to win the Indy 500. Palou entered the race with wins in 4 of the first 5 races of the season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, and getting underway just moments ago, we had our coverage of ECF Game 4 in the NBA between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. That started at 6:30 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. If you are interested in that, you can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can find them on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app, which is absolutely free.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 40 points, Jalen Williams scored 34 points, and Chet Holmgren added in 21 points. Those three starters for the Thunder balled out, and it's why they took a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Finals last evening. And on the other hand, Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle only combined for 21 points. And it's a shame those two couldn't do more, especially when Minnesota's bench did more than their part, scoring 64 points between four players. I'm Zach Gelb.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other, so I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals, and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio, so we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
What other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, it sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 641, News Radio 92.3. May is Arthritis Awareness Month. Lisa Brady has more on this afternoon.
This is House Call for Health.
May is Arthritis Awareness Month. It's a joint pain or joint disease, and there are more than 100 kinds of arthritis and related conditions. The Arthritis Foundation says many people have heard of it, but don't know its impact. In the U.S., it's the number one cause of disability and impacts nearly 60 million men, women, and children. It's a misconception that it's an old person's disease. Two-thirds of those with arthritis are under the age of 65. There's no cure, but medications and changing your lifestyle can help. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the U.S. and Argentina launching what they call an alternative international health system. It comes after both nations have moved to withdraw from the WHO. Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. issued a joint statement with Argentina's Minister of Health discussing their respective nations' decision to withdraw from the Global Health Authority. President Trump had started the process of withdrawing during his first term, but former President Biden reversed the move before it could take effect.
Well, beer, a topic of discussion this afternoon. New studies finding some beers brewed in the U.S. have high levels of forever chemicals that are considered above the allowed EPA limit. Gary Baumgarten has more on the story.
The studies find the beer's forever chemical levels exceed EPA limits. They found the forever chemicals, known as PFAs, are making it into the beer processing from the nation's water supplies. Breweries have water filtration and treatment systems, but they are not designed to prevent PFAs from entering the process. The researchers hope the studies will prompt a better look at levels of PFAs in the nation's water supplies. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And humans could soon have the ability to see in the dark and with their eyes closed, thanks to nanotechnology. Scientists from China and the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School have created contact lenses infused with specialized nanoparticles that let people see in the dark and in fog. These nanoparticles absorb infrared light and convert it into images the human eye can't usually see. The lenses have only been tested on a small group of people in China with normal vision. The study was supported by the Human Frontier Science Program.
Well, Austin, it turns out the Fountain of Youth may be in a carton located in your refrigerator.
A new study finds that vitamin D could help slow the aging process. The study finds that taking vitamin D supplements could slow tiny caps on DNA that naturally erode as we grow older, perhaps slowing the aging process down by as much as 3 years. Finding vitamin D can also reduce swelling and lowers the risks of advanced cancer and autoimmune disease. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And cucumbers being recalled in connection to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC and FDA warned last week that cucumbers grown by Florida-based Bedner growers and distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales had been linked to more than 24 illnesses across 15 states. Related recalls have been issued impacting products sold at stores including Walmart and Kroger, among others. Officials say retailers should notify consumers who may have bought the tainted produce, and if consumers don't know the source of the cucumbers, they should throw them away.
6:45. Live on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon and evening. Please continue to do so. And I mean it this time, because we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 p.m. And tonight's low is going to be 74. Tomorrow, we're going to see those rain chances linger a little bit longer. Wednesday's high is going to be 87 with a low of 75.
Well, there seems like a lot of common agreeance on this weather situation in terms of rain, because not only will we have a chance of rain locally on the national snapshot, rain continues through parts of the central U.S. Here's meteorologist Janice Dean.
Persistent showers and thunderstorms will be ongoing over sections of the southern plains, along the Gulf Coast, the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys, spreading into the Ohio Valley and the central Appalachians. Some of these storms could contain lightning, large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rainfall, potentially triggering some flooding alerts. And as we finish off the month of May into June, cooler than average temperatures are settling into the eastern half of the country and parts of the southern U.S. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump saying he's pleased with the progress with the European Union after agreeing to delay his 50% tariff on goods from the EU until at least July 9th. The president adding that the EU had been slow-walking negotiations previously with the White House. Meanwhile, today, Japan's Nippon Steel expected to close its acquisition of U.S. Steel for $55 a share, President Trump clearing Nippon's bid for U.S. Steel on Friday. And it's the end of an era for a fan favorite at the airport. Starting tomorrow, travelers using Southwest Airlines will now have to pay $35 to check their first bag, an additional $45 for a second one, ending their popular two-bags flying-free policy. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.7 to 2.5%. Crude oil futures for July sitting above $61 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, President Trump is calling on federal organizations to pump the brakes on their contracts and funding for Harvard University. Molly Line is on the university's campus this afternoon in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
The Trump administration today seeking to cut the government's remaining ties to Harvard, sending this letter out to all the federal agencies to review contracts for termination or transition. The letter is signed by Josh Gruenbaum of the U.S. General Services Administration, who is also a leader on the administration's task force to address anti-Semitism, arguing the Ivy League institution continues to engage in race discrimination, noting Harvard's inaction in the face of repeated harassment of students. Gruenbaum also points to the rewards that several student protesters received even after facing charges linked to the disturbing assault of a Jewish student on campus. One protester chosen by the Divinity School to be class marshal. Another ward awarded a $65,000 fellowship.
And Senator Dave McCormick says the deal between the U.S. and Nippon Steel is a win-win situation for both sides. According to sources familiar with the deal, Japan's Nippon Steel is expected to close its acquisition of U.S. Steel for $55 a share. McCormick says the U.S. government will have a golden share in the acquisition and also noted the CEO will be American and a majority of the board members will come from the United States.
SpaceX gearing up for tonight's test launch of its Starship rocket. Max Gordon has the latest from the SpaceX headquarters in Hawthorne, California.
It's a big day for SpaceX, the company set for its ninth test launch of its Starship spacecraft. Elon Musk was supposed to give a speech right before today's launch, but at the last minute, he postponed it, posting on X that he's now going to be speaking after the launch. This all highlights how much pressure is on Musk, how much pressure is on SpaceX right now. This after the last two Starship flights ended with the destruction of the spacecraft, with explosions seen across parts of Florida and the Bahamas. This time around, SpaceX says they've made hardware changes to increase reliability. NASA is relying on SpaceX for its Artemis 3 mission, a manned return to the moon. That mission is supposed to take place in mid-2027. Musk has said he wants to make humans multiplanetary and will use SpaceX's Starship to send people to Mars.
And the return of the office movement is tapering off, with some tech firms moving towards a hybrid approach. Experts say that allows workers to stay in their pajamas a few days a week, but then forces them back to their desks the rest of the time. Lone Star College economics professor Hank Lewis points to surveys showing that at least some time in the office reduces stress and feelings of loneliness. Google is the latest to hop on this trend, and remote workers are being told to live within 50 miles of an office and show up 3 days a week.
Apple stocks rebounding today after tariff threats from President Trump. Well, Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
Every executive from Apple, including all the way up to Tim Cook, trying to get the ear of the president to get the European Union to back off its regulations and its massive fines. The Apple executives are telling me that the EU is requiring them now to give up location data as well as other personal information on their users to third-party companies because of the Digital Markets Act as well as massive fines. Now, Apple executives tell me they believe it's part of Europe's trade tactic. Now, the EU is standing firm on those non-tariff barriers that block some U.S. products from reaching European buyers. President announcing 50% tariffs on goods from the EU.
And Walmart being forced to pay $14,000 in fines to New York State for shipping realistic toy guns under a settlement deal. New York law prohibits retailers from selling or shipping toy guns that are black, dark blue, silver, or look like a real gun. New York Attorney General Letitia James says her office investigated and found third-party sellers on Walmart's online store are responsible for selling 9 realistic guns to addresses in the state.
Trump media joining companies that include Bitcoin as an investment. Jenny Casola has the report.
President Trump's media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, is planning to raise $2.5 billion from institutional investors to buy Bitcoin. In a statement, Trump Media CEO and Chairman Devin Nunes says We view Bitcoin as an apex instrument of financial freedom, and now Trump Media will hold cryptocurrency as a crucial part of our assets. The Wall Street Journal says Tesla and Rumble are among other companies that hold Bitcoin. The second Trump administration has been friendly to the crypto industry and is expected to advance crypto legislation. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
An extension for Chevron doing business in Venezuela has been considered here. Kelly Sabrini has more.
Reports say oil giant Chevron will be allowed to continue its operations in Venezuela despite a Biden-era license scheduled to expire Tuesday. The license went into effect in November of 2022, essentially lifting sanctions placed by the first Trump administration on the South American country. President Trump has said Venezuela's president needs to accept Venezuelans deported from the U.S. more quickly and to reform its election system in order for Chevron to continue doing business there. This new agreement would allow Chevron to keep $7 billion worth of infrastructure in the country, but will also limit their exploration there. Kelly Saberi, Fox Business.
6:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into this evening, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Attorney General James Uthmeyer's visit Friday to Pensacola, where he talked about vaping and pornographic books, and I think dodged the substance of the question about the Hope Florida Foundation scandal. Also, the city of Milton talking about Highway 90's future, the bridge over the Blackwater, and where that is or is not in the funding, and talking about miniature goats, allowed or not allowed in the city of Milton. Plus, my interviews with Chip Simmons and Jimmy Petronas. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:55. Remember those guys, Devo, with the little red cones that look like flower pots in their head?
Right.
Yeah. Whip it good. Whip it real good. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. It is now, the afternoon's gone. 6:55. We're going to set it up here. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Not much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. And continue to do so. I always ask that of you, but especially tonight because we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in the area until 11 p.m. We are going to see those rainfall chances bleed into your Wednesday. Wednesday's high is going to be 87 and the low is going to be 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the American Music Awards were held Monday night. And country duo Dan and Shay won the award for favorite country duo or group. The artist thanked their supporters.
The fans, this is a fan-voted award. It means so much. We would have nothing without you.
country music. You guys are the reason we're here. Our service members and veterans, God bless y'all. God bless America. God bless country music.
All right, and court is adjourned for the day in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial in NYC. The former assistant to Combs said he tried to chase rapper Kid Cudi in a car in today's testimony. Capricorn Clark says while Diddy was leaving Cudi's home after breaking in, he spotted Cudi traveling in the other direction and began a pursuit. She told the New York jury that Diddy chased Cudi until he heard sirens headed in the direction of Cudi's home. Combs faces life in prison for sex trafficking and other charges.
Yeah, I wanted to thank Dick Clark Productions for that soundbite from Dan and Shay. They did a nice job on that for us. Martha's Vineyard making a splash this summer, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws with island-wide events and exclusive merchandise. Here's Matt Murphy.
Half a century after Jaws terrified moviegoers, Martha's Vineyard, where the movie was filmed, is embracing its blockbuster legacy. The Martha's Vineyard Museum is featuring Jaws at 50, A Deeper Dive. It's an exhibition of rare photos, props, and oral histories from locals who helped bring Amity Island to life. Fans can snag limited edition memorabilia, including commemorative caps and a special magazine from the Vineyard Gazette. There's also a replica of the Orca boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
And no Jaws Festival is complete without a live orchestra performance of John Williams' legendary score. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
All right, and the HBO Harry Potter series has cast Harry, Ron, and Hermione. I think that's how you say it, or at least a texter told me earlier. Dominic McLaughlin will play Harry Potter. Arabella Stanton will star as Hermione Granger, and Alastair Stout will play Ron Weasley. Over 30,000 actors auditioned for the three roles. Filming for the series is set to begin this summer.
You got it right, by the way. Jill Nato is reporting that Florida is taking some pretty big steps to prevent dog attacks.
Take a pause.
The Pam Rock Act will soon be law in Florida. It's named for Pamela Rock, a mail carrier who was mauled to death by dogs nearly 3 years ago. One of its backers is State Senator Jay Collins, who says it's overdue.
Currently, if a dog is deemed dangerous or it's attacked somebody, quite often they're not put down, they're not handled in many cases. They've actually been adopted out.
The Pam Rock Act allows for euthanasia of dogs responsible for severe injuries, and it creates a statewide registry of dangerous dogs. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
This isn't about law-abiding citizens and their animals or, you know, compiling some kind of list. It's about people who just completely disregard other people's safety.
Some opponents are concerned that breeds like pit bulls may get singled out by the new law, but the sponsors say it's breed neutral and focuses on the owners, not dogs. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
658 News Radio 92.3. I wanted to get this in here before we slid out. I mentioned to you about the American Music Awards being held last night. Don't forget, singer-songwriter Janet Jackson, what a talent this is, was honored with the Icon Award.
We always had a special love for music, dancing, and singing, and fame came with the result of hard work and dedication.
Janet actually said she and her family didn't dream of becoming famous. Just happened.
Well, I was about to say, hopefully you don't mind being famous, because a lot of them are.
And thanks again to Dick Clark Productions for feeding us that audio.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people would argue that Janet Jackson kind of got a bad hand, especially after the whole Super Bowl malfunction thing. So it's actually good to see that she's still being honored.
Okay, Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we're going to say goodnight. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.